Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on fight against obesity. The participants are Dr. Piyush Ranjan, Professor, All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Obesity is a complex disease involving having too much body fat, and obesity isn't just a cosmetic concern. It's a medical problem, a problem that increases the risk of many other diseases and health problems. These, of course, can include heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, liver disease, sleep apnea, and certain cancers. In fact, seeing the severity of the problem and the possibility of how it could actually become an epidemic in India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his last Mann Ki Baat program also did speak about obesity and how we need to guard against that. We are delighted to have in the studio with us Dr. Piyush Ranjan, who is a professor at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi. Professor Ranjan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So, you know, we all, and I think as we've spoken in the beginning, it's not a cosmetic concern. And now we understand that there are issues with our body weight, issues which was earlier considered, you know, normal, healthy. If you were healthy, you were belonging to a prosperous house and, you know, all these myths that were there. And now with our diet and our lifestyle changes, we're actually struggling with so many health risks. So first of all, if you could help our listeners understand, how does anybody know that they are at the risk of obesity?
Yes, even at the cost of repetition, I would like to underline that obesity is not something all about aesthetics. It's a disease in itself. And as we would discuss that, obesity is not only a disease, but it is a propagator of many diseases. So it complicates the metabolism of our body. And coming to your question, how can actually we diagnose that we are obese or a person is obese? There is a term known as body mass index, or popularly known as BMI. There's a mathematical formula to it. That is mass in kilogram divided by square of the height of the person. So suppose a person who is, say, 5'7" tall and having body weight of 75 kg, then the BMI of the person would be 75 in kilogram, that is 75, divided by 175 centimeter, that is 1.75 into 1.75. So this will come somewhere around 28. It's a simple calculation, right? That can be done. So once you get it done, you can categorize yourself, you can understand that, okay, where do you fall. So our Indian classification of obesity is different from our Western counterpart. So in India, from 18 to 23 is the normal BMI range. 23 to 25 is the overweight, and more than 25 is obesity.
Okay.
Our group at AIIMS, along with Professor Anup Mishra group, we have classified obesity for Southeast Asian Indian population. And it is important to understand that the complications of obesity occurs in our population much earlier at much lesser BMI than the rest of the population. This is very important to note. Another important point, if your BMI is more than 25, then it can be further categorized with the presence of the symptoms of obesity, like the symptoms or limitations which you are feeling in your day-to-day activity, number one, or presence of other comorbid illness. As you have mentioned, they are diabetes, hypertension means high blood pressure. Number three is dyslipidemia, means high cholesterol level, fatty liver, which is very common, and obstructive sleep apnea. So these are some common complications which are considered as comorbid illness with obesity or other associated disease.
Right.
So this is how we can diagnose and classify obesity among our population.
Right. You know, Professor Ranjan, we also hear a lot of people say that, I don't know, I'm not eating very much, still my weight is not decreasing, or I'm not being able to control it. So other than food intake, are there other risk factors like being inherited, some genetic factor or physiological environmental factors?
This is a very important question. So many of us actually tend to accumulate additional avoidable calorie without actually being aware of it. So many of our patients in our obesity clinic, they have the same version that, okay, I'm not eating anything. So when we go and interrogate about their day-to-day activity more deeply, we find that there are something common. They feel that I am not taking sugar, I am taking only jaggery or honey. This is one of the things. Even if you are, say, skipping one meal one time, but you are going and have habit of having dry fruits like akhrot, badam and other things. So they are equally calorie dense. So even if you are missing one or two diet a day, but you are going outside for, say, evening snacking, in that you are accumulating that much number of calorie which you are not able to lose by simple maneuver. So this is one thing.
Right.
And the second part of your question was, what are the other activities? So apart from obesity, the unknowingly the food that we accumulate, there are certain other factors. That is, most important is hypothyroidism. So hypothyroidism in itself actually leads to genesis of obesity. The so-called hereditary factor, it doesn't form the larger chunk of obesity. So it makes, say, less than 0.5% of the overall burden of obesity, what we are talking about.
Now, when we talk of obesity, we also know that the worry is not only adults who are obese, but even young people, even children. So do tell us a little more about the dangers at every stage.
So gone are those days when we were considering that obesity is a sign of affluence and it's a sign of well-to-do-ness of the family. The most important part is that the epidemic of obesity in our society, in our country, is that even the larger proportion of school-going children, we are finding them overweight and obese, number one. Our younger population, thanks to the social media increase in this corporate culture, and ready-to-eat food, fast food, and the increasing sedentariness, they are getting more obese. The problem with increased obesity among children and adolescents and in the young population is that they have to live with obesity for a longer duration of life. And increased duration of living with obesity, they are more liable to get more obesity-related diseases like heart disease, hypertension, kidney diseases and other things. This is one thing. Second thing is that obesity, by and large, is different in women and adolescent and children, which we have said. Why it is different in women? Because women in general lead a different life than their male counterpart. After getting married, they get pregnant, they deliver child, and in women also, after certain age of their life, they tend to get menopause also. So these are the two stages when they have increased risk of getting obese, and these period, because of the myth and the other physiological parameters, obesity is slightly difficult to control, and overall complications are slightly different and more than their male counterpart. So we have to start from the early childhood. We have to do pre-conceptional or pre-marriage counseling regarding body weight. And during their pregnancy and especially in their postpartum period, we should talk more about the healthy foods, bust all the myths. Apart from this, during their midlife, there is lot of lack of motivation. I have seen in our clinic and in our research also, we have found that many women saying that we are done with our marriage and young age, so now we do not need to, look beautiful, so we can eat whatever we want to. So this is the most important myth that we need to bust. We do not need to be in the normal body weight only because we want to look beautiful. This is an added advantage. The most important advantage is we can safeguard ourselves from the lot of metabolic disease and increase our productive life.
Right.
Duration.
And I think beauty, when we say is from within, you feel beautiful, you feel healthier, and there can be no more beautiful feeling than that. We'd like some inputs also from you, Professor Ranjan, on weight loss. So we know that there are different ways to lose weight.
Yes.
Is there something called healthy weight loss and unhealthy weight loss, or any weight loss is good?
What is most important in the journey of weight loss is sustainability. You can lose, say, X kg of body weight in, say, 2 to 3 weeks. But in another 1 to 2 weeks, you will get it. And you should trust me when I say that this rebound is even more dangerous. So healthy body weight, what you are saying, this is important. And the right way to do it is to remove the root cause of obesity. What we, in our research, we have found that the individualized prescription in our clinic at AIIMS New Delhi, we tend to find out what is wrong in your diet. Number one, what is wrong in your physical activity, what we call sedentariness.
Okay.
Or is there a combination of both which is actually leading to that? And hypothyroidism is very common, and there are certain medication that can lead to obesity, but those are very smaller proportion. So healthy body weight loss is 5% or more than 5% of your existing body weight, 5 to 10% over a period of 6 month duration is clinically significant weight loss, which you should be aiming at, number one. And number two is that if you would decrease the calorie intake by 500 kilocalorie every day from what is your requirement, then you can lose 0.5 kg of body weight every week. So this should be our goal for weight management.
So, you know, actually a lot of people say, okay, we didn't even find out, and slowly the weight caught on.
Yes.
And here you're also suggesting that be patient. It took some time to come on. Give it some time to come off. Be consistent. Be regular, because that is sustainable. Because then you have to set a new threshold of who you are and how you want to be. Not saying that I'm losing weight for a particular purpose, like a wedding or somebody has told me or
yes.
I want to look. But I have to do it because I'm changing my basic body parameters.
Yes. So the tagline is, don't do it for wrong reasons. So in our research, in which we have studied more than 1,000 samples of the patient coming to our clinic, we have found that the most important predictor for successful weight loss was the women or ladies who want to fit in a particular dress at the time of their wedding. From there, we developed the tagline that you should not do it for wrong reasons. You need to look beautiful, which you are actually, but you should do it for the wrong reason. It's a disease. It's a metabolic disease that can lead to the genesis of several other complications that can cripple and reduce your life. So do it for the right reason.
Right.
If you do it only for your wedding dress, then after your wedding, you would lose the motivation. Once you will have child, then you would say that completed a major youthful days of
and
my
actually,
life.
Actually, that's the time, you know, when for women, when you have your children, as you're growing older also, you need the best and the strongest part of you, not only to bring up the children, but to take the stress, to take the activities and to support your body, whatever number of years you're living, in a healthy manner. You need it maximum.
Yes, yes. As I was talking that we have conducted one research project and studied about obesity among women along with Department of Science and Technology. Among the various findings, we have told them to do it for the right reason, and especially during midlife period. We have found that even the menopausal symptoms, they tend to aggravate in the patient who are obese. They tend to be a bit more emotionally labile. There is loss of muscle, what we call sarcopenia. There is osteoarthritis and other thing. All they need to change is the basic mindset, that is having healthy food, do regular physical exercise and good sleep.
Right. Once again, you know, before we say thank you, something very important. We are a young country. We have a healthy population growth.
Yes.
We are looking at reaping, so we call a demographic dividend. So just some mantras for children, for mothers, for their children, that there are some things they can't give into, because a healthy child is a healthy young person, is a healthy India.
Yes, this is very important. The first thing is to understand that obesity is a disease. It's a metabolic disease. Number two is to control the obesity environment, obesogenic environment, starting right from your home. You can start with certain steps. So if someone comes, if there is a reason to celebrate, celebrate it with a healthy food. And obesity and good lifestyle should be ingrained in your day-to-day activity. It should not be like a capsule course that will come and go after for 3 months or like that. It will never work, I tell you. And as you very correctly said that, this is something that we need to sustain for a longer period. And we have seen, as you have mentioned also, Honorable Prime Minister, sir, has also mentioned and found it important and expressed the concern in the Mann Ki Baat. So we should ingrain this and try to improve our lifestyle. That starts with balanced diet, regular physical activity, good sleep, and change the whole family. It's not that someone who is overweight or obese, you need to lose the weight. So you have roti, I will have paratha and a puri and like that. You need to change the whole kitchen.
That's the environment.
Whole family. That is the obesogenic environment.
Right. Professor Piyush Ranjan, thank you so much. And with the hope that we sustain, we be healthy of body, mind and soul and take health in our own hands, we say thank you to you. Thank you for coming onto our program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You were listening to a discussion on Fight Against Obesity. The participants were Dr. Piyush Ranjan, Professor, All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.